Blog Talk Radio.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw it coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was frontin', truly frontin'. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw it coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here, dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me,
greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 here. I am your Empress, here to serve you. I am your Maliwa and your Advocate. I'm here to serve you once again. I like to say Habari Gani to my old friends and what's up to my new friends. And we are headed for a countdown of the last day of Nature's Remedies. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday I was out, but we decided to come and finish up the last part of Nature's Remedy. And we've been talking about schools of thoughts, and we've been collaborating upon collaborating with different schools of thoughts and bringing it to a close. We're winding down now, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be right back at you in the atmosphere in a second. So stay tuned for station identification. We'll be right back at you. Keep that dial right there, low G. Don't you move it. Keep it right there. Keep it right there.
You know, sometimes the one you love is kept in the dark, and the whole world becomes a drag. But what gets me down most of all is when they do it time and time again. It seems like they're a thing in the garden. But it's all right.
Welcome back, family. You're in the Care to Read room. If you didn't happen to know where you were, and this is the last day of the countdown of talking about Nature's Remedy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're covering the last part of Nature's Remedy. And we're going to bring it to a close, and we're going to talk about all those things that should be going on in Nature's Remedy. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know this or not, but nature has a way of healing itself. And that's exactly what we've been allowing to happen. With each one of these schools of thought that we've been going through, we've been hopeful that nature would find a way to cure itself of the ills that it currently has. And you know we have many of them. I don't even have to go over and rehash everything we talked about. But the plethora of issues that we as human beings have to address. So, instead of spending our time spinning our wheels, we're going to talk about solutions that we found. And we know that there are natural ways of healing ourselves through nature's remedy and time. Time will heal most anything over a given time. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have very much time left before the countdown of December the 21st. December is already here. Tomorrow she's knocking at our door. So with the countdown from December the 1st all the way to December the 21st, we're going to be observative. And the reason I brought the schools of thoughts and nature's remedy to your attention, I want you to be observative and not let the days fly by without looking at the effects and the causes of what is going on in these last few days so that we can document the changes, because sometimes change comes so swiftly we don't even feel the effect or the transition that we make, and we don't note it in our journals and document what had happened. But I'm sure you can go back on these demands and listen to every one of these tapes and our discussion about what has transpired throughout the year of 2012. This year is just about gone, but we can bet our last dollar that the weather has certainly changed. We're having such global warming weather now that is the only thing we seem to notice. But people have changed too, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you noticed this, but people have changed. They have gotten a little bit more tolerable and a little bit more conditioned. Some condition to the times, and because they're so conditioned, they react a certain way. But we don't want anyone to be so conditioned that they act out of habit. We want everyone to view every situation individually on its own merit and make decisions of how to treat people based on individuality and the content of one's character, and not on the fact that I'm sick and tired, I don't want to hear from that person no more, that person better not speak to me. And with people with attitudes against racist behavior within the culture, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Why is it so difficult for us to pardon ourselves within our culture? Why is it so difficult for us to have more patience with ourselves? We are the culture that's been through the most, so we should be able to have the most patience for ourselves. But unfortunately, we have no tolerance for each other, but we got to learn tolerance. And that's what we're going to be teaching on tonight, tolerance of each other. because we didn't give a real topic today, and we just indicated we're going to deal with nature's remedy. We're going to deal with the doggone thing because it needs to be addressed. I hear too many people talking rash to one another and very harsh to each other, and you don't hear the loving, loving conversations that you used to hear from a man and woman. If they are not condemning each other, they are tearing each other down, and we're going to have to stop it because I told you before, man, you were made for the woman, for the black woman, that is, and black woman, you were made for the black man, and you ought to be each other's best friends and each other's keeper. I don't care if you divorced that man last year. He still should be your friend. He probably knows more about you than anyone else on this planet. And to have a decent, cordial conversation with that person is your utmost and your due diligence to find a reason to talk cordially to a person. And we're going to do that in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you follow me on over to the Care to Read room, to the talking cure, so we can talk this thing out and start healing ourselves right about now. I'm standing in that position, asking you to stand in the position of prayer. And we're going to do a meditation today, because our time is very short, and we've got to stop and meditate and permeate on the word from our right side of our brain. If you'll meditate with me and synchronize your vital signs with me, I'll synchronize mine as well, and we'll do the libation, and we'll ask our ancestors to be present here today as we meditate. Thank you for that meditation and that quiet, sweet serenity. We pour libations to our mothers. First of all, we pour libations to Ola Dulamare. And we give him honor and all the praise, and we say, Ashe, libation. Then we pour libation to Yamanja, the mother spirit, and we say, Ashe. Then we pour libation to the father spirit, Obatala. And we say, Ashe. Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for meditating with me and for pouring libation. And remember, we call on our ancestors. We call on Sheikh Esteops, Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Carruthers. We call on Madam C.J. Walker, Harriet Tubman, Nina Simone. We call all these ancestors and ask them to be present with us today in full force, because our energy would be nothing without their breath of life. And may we light the candle for our ancestors so that they have light and that they are guided. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, when we pour the water, it is to give our ancestors nourishment. Now, back on the topic this evening, of how we as African Americans are going to have to focus in on these last days of forgiving ourselves and learning how to be more respectful and cordial to each other. Because I see so much this corruption and so much misunderstanding amongst our African American people, whereas we do not realize that we are hurting ourselves more than any other person is hurting us at this time. And it's not just the young people who are fighting amongst themselves and shooting each other. It's some of you old gray heads who can't forgive John, who won't forgive Mary, and who put this on everything I love, that I'm going to beat him down, or I'm going to knock him out, or I'm going to kill him, better yet. You have to really, really see it to believe it, because we have such hatred for each other, and it comes somewhat with slavery. And I want to debunk the myth that right now that we have never had a Miafa. I want to debunk the myth that we have gone through something just like the Jewish people have gone through their Holocaust. We've gone through our Miafa, and we are in need of debriefing. Our hatred we've turned in on ourselves and decided to destroy ourselves. And the dirt that we do, we're doing it to ourselves now. And we're going to have to be more conscious of it. And the way you become more conscious of something, you have to point it out. You have to address it. And for those women who can't see the good in a black man, and that there's nothing good about a black man but pointing you in the direction of a man who has money, I want to deal with you first. Money is not the key that makes the world go round, but it will cure the ills of this world, as we know. But we have to get over the fact that our black men are not in the high-ranking positions that most of the other persuasive gentlemen are, and they are not in the high positions where they're paid as much as a black woman. That's something that society has done to us, and there's nothing that a black man could do about that. But what we can do is open up businesses together, and that's what I want to address with you women. If you are such a headstrong, outstanding, influential woman who could run a business, who has all these skills, then get with your man and propose a plan. And now is the time to propose a plan. Every family ought to be talking about starting and registering a corporation in your name. By virtue of the fact, if you're not astute to listening to the news and knowing what's going on, the crowdfunding was approved by Congress in April, meaning that after 75 years, they finally opened up the fundraising ability for small businesses. That means cottage home businesses. That means everyone can get one now, and we can go after funds through other corporations making donations through equity, purchasing stocks and bonds, or rewards of giving exchange of merchandise. So therefore, you women can get with your man and you can propose a plan. You can outline that business together. You don't have to like him or love him, but you have to understand that we need an economic plan in our community, and all the heads that have intellect should get together with those other heads that don't and build an institution in our communities. If you take your monies and go outside of your black communities and try to take up habitat with other persuasions outside of your culture, then you are damaging the culture. I don't care if you say that there are no good black men here. I don't care that you say that they're all locked up. You have got to search for them, and you have got to put your mind to it. You know, when we black women put our minds to something, we're going to accomplish that which is intended. Now, I'm saying this to say that the same thing I'm telling you to do, I'm doing it. That's right. I wouldn't tell you to try to start a corporation if I haven't attempted to do it myself. And that's the first thing we've got to do. Look at economic status in the black community. I don't care about what all this stuff is going on, whether or not you like him or you can't stand him and he gets on your nerves and you can't stand to see her coming. You got to get over it. Get over it already. And stop telling people how bad she is and start affirming her. And stop looking at him, rolling your eyes all the time, and talk sweet talk to him sometimes. Maybe he could find something nice to see in you. But we've got to stop doing this dirt to ourselves. That's right, Caucasians. We are in the room now cleaning ourselves up, talking about ourselves to each other. And that's what we ought to do. But this room has been reserved for the fact that we can go in here and clean ourselves and get ourselves together, because we certainly have a lot of togetherness to bring back. Because at one time, you could not pry black people away from each other. We were taught to love one another, and we curled up under each other, and we loved each other, truly loved each other. And our